guess it's time to get started.
Chris? So.
That was okay, but not quite loud enough for me. What do you think?
It could be a little louder.
Think it could be louder?
A little louder.
All right, here we go. One more time. One more time, folks.
That's better.
Thank you!
That's way
You know, all this entertainment we're bringing you, can someone please fucking tell somebody that about this entertainment? Because this is some good stuff here. We got to build an audience. This is ridiculous. Adam is the first one. He's very supportive. He tells us we're hilarious. He lies, but he tells us we're hilarious. But we need more people to come to the show. Yes, the clips are nice. The clips are nice. We've been doing a lot of clips lately of Sabet. I don't know if anybody has seen any of those, but the Sabet episode is completely out of control, Adam. It is now like 8 hours long. No, it's so long, the Sabet. It's got everything in it. Even our shit is too long. It's just, I don't know what I'm going to do. It might have to be two different episodes because that shit is long.
It's long.
It's long.
It's long.
All right. Stolen NFTs, hackers strike blur, stealing rare other deeds, beans and doodles. I'm going to try to be good on this. Those of you who know, you may have seen this very week, we put out Bo Hates Blur, a clip of Bo screaming about Blur. I'm speaking of myself in the third person. That's how you know I'm completely insane. But yeah, go check our Twitter and you'll see the Bo Hates Blur screed. But today, other deeds, beans and doodles, oh my. Other deeds, beans, and doodles, oh my.
Other beans, deeds, and doodles, no my.
There you go. Anyway, hackers snatched away 22 digital collectibles from the Blur marketplace on June 1st and 2nd. Apparently, the hackers phished unsuspecting NFT holders for their assets. This situation is an example of this sad reality. NFT holders clicked a link or approved a contract that gave hackers access to their wallets. And after that, the hackers could easily and quickly drain the victim's wallets of anything of value.
You know, this reminds me of a time when I was chatting with what I thought was a sexy woman online, and then I clicked a link that she sent me. The next thing I know, this person, who I assume is some fat dude named Bubba somewhere, starting sending videos of me, how do I put this? Jacking it?
You would, what?
Until I paid him $2,000. Little did he know he was talking to a broke, shitty comedian, so now this is just a hilarious story that someday might earn me millions of dollars, you know? Not to mention the video, which can be probably found on X videos.
yeah, definitely. Definitely X videos, or maybe your private, don't you have one of those private ones?
What are OnlyFans?
Yeah, don't you have an OnlyFans, Chris?
Oh, well, I don't talk about it. I don't share that information.
You don't share that?
No.
Chris, because, you know, when we were doing the other show, the Comedians Talk to Porn Stars show, you were selling your underwear. You were doing all kinds of stuff, remember?
Well, you know, you got to evolve with the economy and the market.
Chris had a underwear, and he said that it was distinctly smelled of chicken wings, garlic chicken wings.
Garlic chicken wings, I think. Yeah,
yeah, and he thought maybe that would be a selling point for his underwear.
Well, you know, they're still available, folks.
Yeah, Chris actually asked a porn star if she could help him sell his chicken smell.
Haven't heard back from her yet.
Yeah, she didn't help. She really didn't. She couldn't help much. But anyway, so what's the point of your story, Chris?
Look at every embarrassing moment as an opportunity. I mean, it worked for Kim Kardashian. It'll work for you.
Okay, thank you for that. But in this matter, I know this sounds shocking. And if you saw our video earlier this week, I don't understand how this is leading with this being the fault of Blur, right? Like, Blur! Hackers strike Blur! I mean, look, if there's anybody who hates them some Blur, it's me. Okay? I hate Blur. Hate them. But how does this hack kind of entail them? And folks, thank God we have an expert here. Untamed Adam Garamani, could you please explain to us, like, I mean, I get how it works, but is this really fair to say that this was a hacker-struck Blur?
This is a story I have to dig deeper on.
Oh, okay, so you're just not one that you're super familiar with?
Yeah, exactly. Even though I'm obsessed with Blur, and I use it every day. And
wait, you use Blur every day?
Oh, Adam, you're opening up a can of worms here, bro.
Adam.
There's two sides. There's ethics in NFTs, and there's making money in NFTs. So.
Adam. No wonder he's never mentioned that. It could be because there's just video after video of me going, I hate Blur! You know, most of the time when you do a show like this and you scream and you do that kind of stuff, you're really just a caricature of yourself, you know? That's me. I'm just...
He's a walking caricature, folks.
I'm a walking obnoxious dick. That's what I am, folks! Folks, Fuocious unveils stellar new Fuos NFT collection!
Yay!
Woo!
Very exciting.
In the years since NFTs entered the limelight, we've watched the supremely talented Fuocious develop from a teenage art sensation into a fully fledged global art superstar.
You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
Chris, are you okay?
I'm okay.
You sure?
I think so.
You look like you might be losing. Anyway, Fuo World will debut 20,000 Fuo NFTs on August 21st to 25th. Each vibrant collectible will be composed of a number of individual traits hand-drawn by Fuocious himself and transformed into 3D components.
This is real, so take a chance and don't ever look. Don't ever look. Look, help. I don't know what's going on.
Are you like being possessed?
I don't know.
Look, just relax. Stop. Okay, hold on.
All right. Sorry. Okay.
Hold on. There will be three characters inhabiting Fuo World. Frankensteins, humanoids, and misunderstoods. And no more Katy Perry.
But I feel like I'm living a teenage dream, bro. What the fuck is happening?
I don't know, but you know what happens? Victor Fuo is known for his good vibes, playful disposition, and all-around awesomeness. So I have heard others burst into song when discussing Fuo. Anyway, Chris,
yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes Adam bursts into song. He loves Fuo. So
it just does it to him, I guess.
Yeah, he does the same thing. He sings Teenage Dream sometimes. Anyway, those in possession of a Paint NFT can claim one for free in the pre-sale. Secondly, anyone holding a piece of Fuocious art can purchase one for a discounted price. And mere mortals can purchase one during the public sale.
Bo, tell me we have a Paint NFT.
Thanks to Adam, we have three.
Yes.
All right. That's Adam Garamani is my Fuo advisor. He's a Fuo advisor. It's a...
Ever look back.
Yeah, I never look back. I don't ever look back. There's three... There seems to be, I have three, a three paint. And when I looked, you know, I remember last week, Adam, you were telling me off air that the floor went up quite a bit. But what is it, like 0.5 for one paint now or something like that?
Yeah, it goes up and down. I think it's around 0.45. Very thin floor, though. Really, you buy and you wait. You know, until the PFPs launch.
Oh, well, I'm psyched for my free three fewer.
Yeah, well, so you have...
Don't tell me this. I was thinking this.
So you have one paint with three units of paint inside of it.
Yes.
So you get one free fuel.
Oh, come on.
But you get three flower NFTs. And
what's a flower NFT?
The rumor is that the flower NFTs, you can trade them, burn them to buy accessories to accessorize your Fuo. So you could buy shoes or hats or whatever else they want.
I don't want shoes or hats. I want Fuos.
So you can get one decked out, dripped out Fuo.
I think this is very, very wrong. Really, Fuo. How could you do this to me? I bought three on purpose. What if maybe I should sell my three and then buy three ones?
Maybe you could sell it and buy two ones because there's a difference in premium.
It seems crazy, though, that if you've invested in a three paint that you only get one.
There was a lot of controversy from people who bought 50 or 100 or 200 paints, spent right. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're like, what? Do we only get one Fuo instead of,
Yeah.
80 Fuos?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's partially why the floor has kind of fallen a little bit is because of that controversy.
Well, could you lodge my complaint with Victor, please? If that's fine, can you say Bo Blaze is really disappointed in only getting one? I mean, because I do have a tremendous amount of them. Three.
Yeah.
Three. The yeah. People who have 100 or whatever, I got three. I have three, pal. I have three. BAYC goes Hollywood. NFT Primate scores major movie deal. A member of the Bored Ape Yacht Club will be making his debut on the small screen in an upcoming movie. Ape 2758, owned by Rizubi Eth. Come on, really? Rizubi Eth? That's the name of this person? Why is it every time there's a name on our show, it's ridiculous? Like, does anybody use their real name? Like, look, Untamed Adam. Adam. And I guarantee you he is not made up Garamani. Okay? I guarantee you he did not say, I want to change my name to something people can remember and spell easily. I doubt that he said, Garamani with two H's in the beginning. I don't think he said that. It took me like a year to be able to say his name, God, let alone spell it. Anyway, does anybody use their real name? Like, come on, Bo Blaze? Anyway,
yeah, really, I mean...
Anyway, Rizubi recently signed a movie deal with Pyrexia Films. Wow, that's a giant film company. They also, I think, make that at bakeware, don't they? Pyrexia Films. Anyway, the movie has acclaimed director J.M. Craviotto, another household name at the helm. Known for his work on the series El Chapo, the upcoming movie is about to blow people's minds. Could I be any fucking sicker of NFT evening stories that are taken directly from press releases? I mean, they don't even bother to edit them. It's just like, someone's calling. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Oh, this is someone's good. Let's see. Calling. Hold on. We could do a prank call. Blaze Creative. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. This is Angel Gray. I'm calling the guards to your copier or printer machine in the office. We're getting ready to mail out your free updated software manual.
Wait a minute. There's something wrong with our copy machine?
I'm not sure. This is for your...
I knew it! Machine. I knew we were going to have problems with that copy machine. It was so expensive!
I've been telling you for months!
I know! All right, tell us what's going on, please. I'm sorry. Hello? Miss? Hello? Oh, my God! What's going to happen to our copy?
We're fucked. I told you. Our one chance that we had to get a new copy machine... She was just like, "Nah, fuck this."
We were so annoying that even a Even a telemarketer said, go fuck yourself. Yeah. All right, anyway.
I'm proud of us.
I love that, though. I wish more of them would call. Like, we're the only people who actually want telemarketers to call from 4:30 to 5:30 every Tuesday.
It's good content.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Could I be any sicker of NFT evening stories that are taken directly from a press release? Like, really? The upcoming movie is about to blow people's minds. Really? I mean, that kind of reporting is what got Trump in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of fantastic reporting.
Yeah.
Just even-keeled.
Just bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and yes, acclaimed director J.M. Craviato.
He's
known for such classics as El Mas Buscado.
What's that mean?
The most sought.
Oh, okay.
Seguir Siendo?
Wait, he did Seguir Siendo?
Yeah.
Cafe Tacuba?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That means to remain. Cafe Tacuba. And then, of course...
Hey, excuse me, though. Doesn't that have a V after the C? How would you say that? I mean, I even speak a little Spanish, but...
Better than me, man. I don't know. Yeah.
Right. I thought you were the one who knew it.
Oh, no. And then, of course, there's Dios Inc.
Yes, Dios Inc.
Which, of course, means God Inc. So it's very... Very interesting stuff. That's what it translates to.
Dios?
That's what it translated to.
What is day?
Day?
Yeah. Dio?
Dios mio, my God.
Dios mio, my God. Anyway, this marks the first time an NFT actor is featured in a Mexican film with a salary equivalent to the Screen Actors Guild, which, by the way, after 98% of them voted for it, is now on strike. So we can imagine what a SAG film made in Mexico, directed by J.M. Corvato, how fantastic those people are probably paid.
And what's this movie going to be called? It's like
Apes?
Yeah, Apes in Love.
I don't know.
My Banana-Shaped Heart.
Maybe.
Or Subscribe to My OnlyFans, You Damn Dirty Ape.
Oh, I like that one.
Let's make that.
We'll make it.
I was very proud of that one.
Actually, the movie is a romantic comedy centered around a social media influencer's journey after losing her accounts and going through a breakup.
I was close with these names.
Just what is the deal? Who's losing their accounts? Anyway, Bored Ape 2758 also plays a prominent role as a renowned social media influencer. What is it, a cartoon? I thought this was, what is it, like going to be like a live action ape? I mean, I know this doesn't have any special effects budget for like a Planet of the Apes kind of thing. What is this?
Just a movie, man. Just, you know, just get with it, you know?
Jesus Christ. PayPal-backed crypto wallet Magic aims to be ubiquitous solution. Hey, Chris, you ever notice that like words like ubiquitous and everyone just nods their heads and has no fucking idea what it means? People just go through their life never knowing what people are talking about, and they just, for the rest of their life, they hear like ubiquitous and just go,
I've the same experiences. Like, I always thought cacophony was something found in a porn video or something.
Well, sometimes it is. It depends how loud they get when they're having sex.
Such a cacophony in this.
Thank you. Take your cacophony and put it in your... Yeah. Anyway, Magic.
Like a holster or something.
Yes, put it in your holster. Magic, a Web3 wallet as a service provider, announced today that it raised $52 million in a strategic funding round. Dude, Adam, we're in the wrong business. Do you realize this? $52 million raised to make a wallet.
I'll do it for 1/100th of that.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd like a little more than.
I'll do it for 50 million. Yeah, that's 2 million cheaper.
Yeah, 47 million. We got a lot of elephants to save.
That's true.
Yeah, we need this cash.
Yeah.
We'll get 5% discount.
Yeah, we'll save 3. But anyway, we're on the precipice of becoming. the ubiquitous solution for mainstream adoption of Web3, says Magic CEO and founder Sean Lee. You know, this CEO really needs to read the room a little better. You're hoping that the average putz knows not just the word ubiquitous, but precipice? Not everybody went to Harvard, bro.
People from Harvard don't even know what those words mean.
It's true. Magic aims to simplify Web3 wallets through a software development kit, or SDK, that removes the need for seed phrases. Again, I'm not feeling confident that this is going to be easy with the hard language you are using. Anything that is on the precipice of being ubiquitous does not sound easy. Right?
No, it does not.
Adam, right?
Yeah, so, well, I have to clarify Magic Wallet a little bit. I see that language is a little sus, but so... Magic Wallet, the big benefit is that if you want to buy an NFT, you don't have to use MetaMask or Ether or whatever. You can have a widget, and the widget you can pay with like Apple Pay, or you can pay with your credit card. So that's really what it does, is it lets people with no crypto experience be able to buy our Ponzi scheme token. MoonPay is also in that space.
Yeah, MoonPay, is it still in business? Didn't the leader of MoonPay get in trouble or something? Didn't something happen?
Maybe.
MoonPay. They must be great as the largest bank on earth. They can't use any of their credit cards. Chase. I used to try to get all my credit cards were Chase, one or the other, either in debit or credit. And none of them work. None of them work with MoonPay.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not optimal if you're trying to, you know, get the country on board and you can't take the biggest credit card company in the country. Has Ethereum been taken over by a cartel?
Dun, dun, dun.
Here is what you need to know. The Ethereum ecosystem finds itself in the throes of a controversy surrounding the outsized footprint of one of its staking pools, Lido Finance. You know, there's the Lido restaurant down in Hackensack, Chris. You think they own that too? They make a hell of a pizza.
Ooh, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Centralization concerns around LSDs are well-founded, began a tweet by founder Timothy Leary. No, I mean, really, Anthony Sassano. He added, if my fellow Ethereans want Lido dominance to go down, then they need to create and promote better liquid staking protocols. Chris, is Ethereum a planet that people live on? What is that, Ethereans?
Only through LSD, bro. Want to get to planet Ethereum? Gotta take a trip. That's why they're hoarding the LSD.
I guess. The threat at hand is the current market dominance of Lido Pizza Finance, just Lido Finance, which currently accounts for 74% of all LSD, according to DeFi Llama. What the fuck with the Jesus? The problem is that the centralization is easy. Pseudonymous. Well, you like that? We had to look up how to pronounce that. Because we kept thinking it should be, what did you say, Chris?
Pseudonym.
I don't know. But yeah, pseudonymous, yeah. Ethereum beacon chain community manager. Can't even do this. Dude, I feel high just reading Super this fizz. Fucking thing, okay? LSD, DeFi Llama, pseudonymous beacon chain manager named Super Fizz? What the fuck? Chris, they have the LSD, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's... you were finished? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought... I didn't realize you finished.
Chris does a great pickup there.
Oh, my bad.
All right, let me just tell you what. Here, let's pretend you never do that. What the actual fuck?
They have all the LSD, man. All of it. We have to stop them or join them. Whatever gets us the acid they're hoarding, man. You know?
Chris, LSD doesn't mean acid in this case. It means liquid staking derivatives.
Then why are we still reading this story?
I do not know. We are not. Royal Navy. Oh, now this is going to be good. We're both going to do English accents now. So this should be, this is going to be a treat for all you people. What a treat. What a treat this is going to be. All right. Anyway, let's see. Well, Royal Navy introduces Metaverse for submarine training. The UK Ministry, that just sounds funny, doesn't it? I don't know, it's just funny. The UK Ministry of Defense, and spelled defense, not the way we spell it. Maybe that's because it's one of those English things where they spell it different.
Yeah, defense with a C, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, the UK Ministry of Defense is taking a bold step in the future of submarine training by embracing the metaverse. Through the implementation of an innovative 3D training system, trainees will have the opportunity to enhance their skill and familiarize themselves with the intricacies of submarine operations within a virtual environment. This immersive... Ah, boy, I'll tell you, they love their puns on NFT News Today. Let me tell you, just can't stop them. This immersive technology allows trainees to experience the metaverse in two distinct modes, free play and training mode, enabling interactive and structured learning. In free play mode, trainees are encouraged to explore the virtual submarine environment and interact with animated entities, find places to masturbate on a very tiny ship with far too many people, and navigate the digital landscape without specific instructions. This mode facilitates an open-ended discovery experience with your penis, allowing sailors to familiarize themselves with their penis at their own pace.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, the training session. Like, righto, chaps, today we have a smashing training session on one of His Majesty's Royal Submarines, and although this will be a virtual tour, make no mistake that this is imperative that you secure your VR goggles just before, just because you don't want to go be gobsmacked by the entire experiment. Get yourselves a nice spot of tea, get comfy, and let's get to work.
Right! Right! Remember... No rolling down the windows if it gets warm. And if these close quarters with your shipmates drive you into a homicidal rage, please remove your goggles.
Righto.
God, that was fucking loud. And that was too soft. This is the Goldilocks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is the Goldilocks of fucking broadcasting. See, that's what happens when you got fat fingers and you just hit shit. All right. Original H.R. Giger alien statue to be sold as NFTs.
Ooh.
Particle, a digital art platform that offers fractionalized ownership of culturally significant artworks via the blockchain, will soon give collectors the opportunity to own a piece of the iconic sculpture an iconic sculpture by H.R. Giger. Mr. Giger. He's the Academy Award artist who designed the creature from the movie Alien. The sculpture, which is Jonathan Davis's mic stand from the band Korn.
Holy shit, really?
No, not really. No. I just said that because it sounded funny. Actually, it's something from Alien 3, and this piece is edition 1 of a collection of 6 statues. It's the only one following the prototype that was made by Giger himself, and the prototype remains at the Giger Museum.
I want to own the piece from the statue that shoots out of the mouth and eats people's faces.
You know, I want to move on to the next story.
Yeah.
See, that was loud again.
Well, stop turning it up.
Oh, Jesus, we can't win. All right. Nike NFT. Oh, we have to make sure we ask Adam this, because every time we think he knows about sneakers and then he says, guys, I don't really know anything about sneakers. And we're like, no, you're an expert. All right. Nike NFTs to make their way into EA Sports games and its millions of fans. In a major step towards mainstream gamer adoption for crypto, Nike's NFT platform, Swoosh, will soon be... You have to say it that way.
Swoosh.
Yes, thank you.
Swoosh.
Yes. You learn very fast. Swoosh will be integrated... What about you, Adam? Can you do Swoosh?
That's great.
All right, listen, we got Adam do Swoosh. It's fine. Anyway, Swoosh will soon be integrated with EA Sports games, potentially allowing Nike's virtual footwear and apparel to appear in games. In a June statement, Nike said that its virtual creations, its way of saying NFTs, will start being incorporated into EA Sports games. Well, after all, EA Sports, it's in the game.
It is in the game.
Yeah. In the coming months, though, neither Nike nor Electronic Arts has revealed which game titles will include Nike's virtual goods. You know, you're starting off great when they won't even acknowledge the word NFT.
Mm-hmm.
They just called it virtual creations.
Our virtual creations.
Yes, this
part- I made them on Microsoft Paint.
This partnership, do you know that the person who made the first Nike Swoosh was paid $35 for that? Did you know that?
Wow.
Adam, did you know that? You ever see that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like Manhattan being sold for like a bean or whatever the fuck it was.
$12 in beads or something. Anyway, this partnership will allow us to unlock some incredible new experiences for our Swoosh community and the massive EA Sports fan base, says Ron Farris. Holy Christ. Someone with a normal name. Someone with a normal name.
I Mr. Farris, please report to the principal's office.
Mr. Farris. I don't know why. Anyway, Mr. Farris, general manager of Nike Virtual Studios. Yeah. You know, we could probably do, could probably have an interesting bunch of games with this, right? Like, if you're going to combine the Swoosh and EA Sports, maybe we could have like a, maybe soccer stars sitting on the Swoosh. Could it be like a game of pegging with great soccer stars?
Well, obviously.
Pegging the soccer star.
Well, obviously we need a new EA Sports called Competitive Boomerang Olympics using a Swoosh.
I don't think that the Swoosh itself is very aerodynamic like a boomerang.
Look, work with me here. What the fuck else are we coming up with? More pegging scenarios? Is there a Swoosh noise every time?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Two more left, thank God. All right, here we go. Folks. OpiPen sets 03 and 04 revealed.
Do you mean open sets, Bo?
No, OpiPen. It's a generative art collection by Jack Butcher.
OpiPen.
Yeah, you know, the same guy who did the checks.
Wait, are you sure that's not Chichecks?
No, it's not Chichecks. They're very popular.
Okay, well, my head's already hurting. Can we, do maybe, we have more to say about this?
Adam, are you at all knowledgeable about OpiPen?
Yeah, so I think the pronunciation is OpiPen.
Ah!
Because people love Pepe.
Yeah.
OpiPen. Oh, why didn't we know that?
Or OpiPen. I mean, Jack Butcher has exploded the last few months. He has a New York advertising creative background, and he always wanted to be like a fine artist, and so he used his skills from that world to make checks and OpiPen, which is his like his PFP. And it has an interesting mechanic. How it works is you buy an unrevealed one, and every so often he shows off a new concept with like a max supply of 200, and you can enter a raffle to turn your unrevealed one into the new concept. So I've entered like all the raffles so far with multiple, but I've still haven't won any of them. But
so what happens when you get to the end? They go, ha ha, you don't get anything? What?
No, he'll just keep revealing new ones until there's 16,000 OpiPens.
Oh my God.
And he does 200 at a time, so there's plenty more to go. And some of them will have guest artists, and they're all like kind of artistic renditions of Pepe.
Wait. It is? In other words, it's renditions of the Pepe the Frog?
Yeah, they're all Pepe the Frog.
Okay.
Kind of abstract.
Well, why didn't somebody tell me that? Then of course it's OpiPen. I mean, like, I don't even know how. You say Opepian?
Yeah, I just say Opep.
All right. Anyway. Find Satoshi Labs. That's the name of the place. Find Satoshi Labs rolls out AI tool that turns selfies into NFT.
Just what we needed.
Yes, the parent company behind Web3 Games, Steppen, is releasing GNTV3, which will allow users to turn their selfies into digital artworks on the Solana blockchain. Well, as you can imagine, this has not been received with much excitement as Solana blows chunks. It's always down. Okay, I'm sorry. That's my own personal. Getting my personal.
He put
feel.
That in there.
Yeah. Anyway, the tool aims to place creativity within the technological intersections of AI and Web3. Oh, God. Again, yawn wrong. What is this guy? Oh, he's yawning? Is that happening? Yeah. Yawn wrong. Okay, now we're starting to get I'm getting a little racist here. I better calm down. There's an Asian accent coming out any second.
I kind of was like, ooh.
Yeah, you hear that? It was a little bit of shitty walk coming out there for one second.
Whatever, they're not on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, Yuan Rong, co-founder of FSL, said in a press release that GNTV3 has the capability to redefine digital identity in Web3. Not if you're Solana, however. This is the advent of a new era of Web3 technology where individuality merges with blah, 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 blah. More and more press releases. That's all we get from these places. Press release after press release.
So, you know, this making me want to sing a song, Bo.
Especially, you want to sing a song, Chris?
Because the name of this company, Find Satoshi, it's like, I love that they're looking for Satoshi. Obviously, I get what they're trying to imply there. It's like, they should have like a theme song or something, you know?
I think we should do it.
All right. You just, you know.
Yesterday. No. Ready?
All right. Where in the world?
Good.
Where in the world is Satoshi Nakamoto? Where in the world is Satoshi Nakamoto? Where is that Satoshi Nakamoto? Where could he be? Help us find him.
Yeah!
We did it!
There you go, our first. Really, really, our first fantastic song live on air.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it was a beautiful rendition.
It was very obvious, you know, that you've never seen Where the World is Carmen Sandiego.
We've never, as some of you musical people know, that was not a daring group of courtings there. It was really very,
really
very
easy,
simple.
Just simple.
Chris, how are you now logged in, but you weren't before?
Logged in where?
On our
Twitter thing. Space?
Yeah. It just showed you up.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Who knows?
You know? Elon!
Well, anyway, here we go, folks. We thought that would be a beautiful way to end today's show. With that song, that little ditty, which I believe, Chris, we're going to definitely be cutting that into something.
Oh, absolutely.
Where on earth is Nakamoto? Whiskey liked it. Whiskey's clapping. He's very impressed with the guitar playing.
Whiskey was very impressed. He's obviously a fan of music.
Yeah, clearly.
Clearly he has good taste because he liked our little song.
Well, I think what happened was it's definitely the first time people have seen all these guitars on the walls for years in our shows, and it's like, oh, he actually could play one of those things. You know, not well, but at least, you know, they're not just for show.
Oh.
What?
You were playing it?
Yeah, I just played that.
Oh, that's what playing is?
Okay.
You're
hilarious.
No, I'm just...
That was a very lovely three-chord ditty right there.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it.
A D, G, an A.
A daggy. Not yeah, a ditty, a daggy.
Man, dag. That was a dag song or a gad song.
It was a dag.
Yeah.
It was a real dag.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, folks, I want to thank Adam Garamani, who poofed already, because he's trying to get those what do you call them, that free ordinal.
Oh, yeah.
Free ordinal money that's coming. Got
to jump on it.
Yeah, he's going to get on that. As a matter of fact, when we get off this line in a few seconds, that's what I'll be doing, setting up 27 wallets so I can get as much free money as possible, folks. You know, this is just an amazing world we live in right now, and it really reminds me of early 21 now with the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Ordinals. Well,
it's reminding me of, like, you know, October 1929.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, great. Yeah.
A lot of free money.
Well, it is the Great Depression right now. I think that's what you could call our world. Shit. But hopefully we'll make a few bucks, a few shekels.
Shekels along the way.
Yeah. We're such a machine, you know. When people say, "Hey, that Blazo," you know, that's what they say. They say those guys are like a freaking machine.
They are just machines.
They make
they
money.
They are the machine.
They make money the old-fashioned way.
With shekels.
They earn it. So here we are. It's 4:31. 4:31, everybody.
4:31 here on the interwebs.
P.M. Eastern Time. I don't like to say Eastern Standard Time anymore. Because it's not. It's Eastern Daylight Time. Did you know that?
Eastern. Oh.
We're in EDT right now.
EDT.
Yes, we are. Not EST.
Not DMT?
No.
No?
No, that's TNT.
TNT? Is it dynamite?
It's dynamite.
Oh, sweet.
I'm something fight. I'm a power load. How about that? Is that what he says? Watch me explode. It rhymes with explode. That we know.
I don't know what a power load is. But.
I think I know.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. No music.
Now,
frigate. That's it. This is all you get. Hey, everyone. I'm Bo Blaze.
And I'm Chris Park.
And this is the NFT Comedy Hour. Kind of like The Daily Show, but with NFTs and stuff. Don't forget, we also do the show Comedians Talk to NFT Stars, where we talk to some of the most interesting people in the NFT world. That show is also available as a podcast and as an NFT. Visit blazo.art/links. blazo.art/links.